I've called you by your name and you're mine. When you're in over your head, I'll be there with you. When you're in rough waters, you will not go down. When you're between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end. Because I am God, your personal God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. So whatever, wherever you're at this time in your life, this season in your life, seasons don't last forever. They always change. And God, there's power in the grace of God to help us through those times. Amen. And I just want to read the prayer that Pastor Laverne put in the handout this morning. If you need healing in your body, as I read that, just receive that in the name of Jesus. Amen. This is from Becky DeVork's book. I will boldly declare my healing when the attack of the enemy bears down hard and the reports shout death. I will not fear. I put my trust in God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Like Abraham, I make a quality decision to believe in the presence of God whom he believed. God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. I boldly declare his abundant life, healing power, and supernatural strength to overtake my body. I bind myself to the power of the blood of Jesus to take down this illness, to heal me, to recreate this physical body of mine, to renew strength. And according to the healing words of Isaiah 40:29-31, because I wait upon the Lord, I will mount up with wings like eagles. I will run and not be weary. I will walk and not faint. In Jesus' name I declare, amen. And this day I boldly declare God's promise about my healing, that I will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Psalms 118:17. We talked about prayer Wednesday night, and we end our prayers with Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And when we say in the name of Jesus, we're declaring everything that that name means. We're standing on the authority of that name, Jesus. So we decree and declare that over you today, in the name of Jesus, in the authority of that name, which means everything. Amen. And Father, we just welcome your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place today. Lord, that you can come and do only what you can do. Father, we just open ourselves up to you today, to your word, as we go into worship today. You said that we could come boldly into your throne room, not based on our righteousness, but because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We stand before you today, Lord. We thank you for the blood that was shed, Lord, for the stripes that you took for our healing. We thank you, Father, the enemy has to be removed far from us. We thank you for your protection, for your leading and the guiding of your precious Holy Spirit. We welcome you in this place today to come and do, Lord, that we may hear something we've not heard before, that we may see something in your word that we've not seen before. Lord, and I just speak over these people that they are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. And as we come into your presence today, we come bringing all that we have to you, Lord. We throw away everything that may have happened this morning, anything that may have happened last week. We abandon it all to come into your presence because we desperately need to hear from you today, Father. We long to hear from you today, Lord. We are hungry to hear from you today, Lord. Oh, we come before you today humbly requesting, Lord, these things we've asked in the name of Jesus, that name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. And the church said, amen and amen.
A prayer request to that. This morning, Pat Wheeler's son-in-law is sharing his testimony. And if you know Pat, she's prayed for her daughters, her children, and her daughter and her husband, they got wonderfully, marvelously saved. He's gotten delivered from alcoholism, and he's given his testimony. And I just speak right now, Father God, thank you for what you've done in their lives. I thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke. Just go out from him, Father God, reaching out to anybody else that wants to be set free from any kind of addiction. I believe it's done, Father God, and you meet every need in their life as Keisha and her husband seek you, Father God. that you're going to show yourself faithful, because you certainly are faithful. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You know, we rejoice.
Oh, God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh, God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me. I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you all of my days. Hallelujah. We honor you, Lord Jesus, and forever we will sing hallelujah. For you alone are worthy, and forever we will sing hallelujah. 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 God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me. I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me. I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you all of my days. Hallelujah. We honor you, Lord Jesus, and forever we will sing hallelujah. For you alone are worthy, and forever we will sing hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Like it's been forever since I've been in here. Well, that's the truth. You know, they prayed about this guy giving his testimony about things he's walked through and overcome. You know what? If I ain't mistaken, isn't that how the Bible started? Over how somebody walked through his things in life? And that's the whole key to that, walking through whatever you got on your plate. Oh, well, that's the truth. That is, and you know, and if I ain't mistaken, if I'm not mistaken, the word is called the truth. Ain't that right? Imagine that. But I said that to say this. That's an awesome thing this guy's doing, because that is the pathway to cleanliness. He's cleaning himself right now as he does this. That's the whole trick to it. If you can get somebody to sit down and talk with you about their problems, when they leave, that's out of them. That's cleanliness. Amen. And then when he puts what he's taken out back with the word, well, then you're being filled. Ain't that right? Now, I think I got that right. I believe I've got that right. That's what happened to me. That's what happened to me. I was filled with the love of Jesus from the tip of my toes to the hair on my head. Am I perfect? Nope. Do I try to be perfect? Nope. Don't do that. But what I try to do is live accordingly to the will of God. That's what I try to do. It seems like it's a hard thing to do, but it's not. It's a simple thing to do. Amen. Come on, Kenzie.
You know, Carl, you're going to sing this song next. It's interesting because about we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our what?
Testimony.
The word of our, and every time you give your testimony, you're reminding yourself of what God has brought you from, and it keeps it fresh in your mind.
In my mind, that's right.
That's why our lives, we should always be giving a testimony to somebody. To somebody. Amen.
Seated above, enthroned in the Father's love, destined to die, poured out for all mankind. God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. And he never sinned, but suffered as if he did. All authority, every victory is yours. All authority, every victory is yours. Save your now. Save your worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all our praise. You overcame. Jesus, awesome in power forever, awesome and great is your name. Power in hand, speaking the Father's plan. Sending us out, light in this broken land. All authority,
overcame. Jesus, awesome in power forever. Awesome and great is your name. You overcame. The blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Yeah. We will overcome of the Lamb and the words of our testimony, everyone overcome. Yeah. Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all our praise, you overcame. In power forever, awesome and great is your name. You overcame,
you overcame,
you overcame,
Jesus,
you overcame, you overcame. isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Son of God and one of us, lover of our souls, isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Eternal King, you reign forever, and we will sing the glory of your name. Broken when it's spoken, every knee must bow. Isn't the name of Jesus powerful? Eternal King, you reign forever, and we will sing the glory of your name. Be lifted high. All the world to see, your name is all they need, your name is all we need. Eternal King, you will reign forever, and we will sing the glory of your name. Be lifted high for all the world.
Power in the name, salvation in the name, there is life in the name, there is no other name but Jesus.
There is freedom in the name, there is healing in the name, there is power in the name. In the name, there is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus.
There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, all we need.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Can I get the ushers to come forth, please? It's time to take up the offering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Grandpa.
I just wanted to share something. This morning, Sister Shirley made a statement before, when she started this morning, when we opened the service. And she made a statement about the fact that we missed last Sunday. And we weren't here, so therefore we didn't have an offering. And now here we are today. But I just have something laid on my heart that I want to share with you. When we first started New Life back in 1980, and we had 9 people. That was the size of our group. And then we had about 5 more that came in that same amount of time. We were meeting in someone's home, and then we started meeting in the community room at the library. And we grew while we were down at the library. That would have been in late 79. We grew from 9 until we had standing room only in the basement, the community room of the library. It would seat about 30 people. And we got up to where we had 55 or so in there. And I mean literally standing room only. There were people that would stand and lean against the wall during the service because there wasn't any place for them to sit. And then we moved from there. To behind Dr. Webb's office, which is Dr. Brown's dentistry practice now. In the back part of that building, there was a little room about the size of the gold room out here, I guess. And a big long hall that you had to walk down to get to it. Longest from here to Brother Danny, anyway. And there was that little room back there. And when you came in the front door, you could hear the music. And you had all of that time walking down that hallway to decide whether you want to turn around and leave. But in our beginnings at that time, of course, I was working for the newspaper because there was just enough coming in the offerings to cover the expenses and pay the rent. And the rent was $175 a month, and that was a strain. But you know, God was always with us. And then we had some people, we had a family that started coming, and they were wonderful people. And they became part of the church, and they were the biggest givers that we had in the church at that time. And they were there with us, and I remember him walking into the newspaper office one day, and it was right after one of his daughters had gotten saved and another daughter had gotten delivered from some demonic oppression that she had. And some of you that will go back far enough probably figuring out who I'm talking about. And he walked into the news office that day and was talking to me, and he said, "Oh, here, I'm going to give this to the church." And he wrote out a check for $500. I had never seen a check, any offering anywhere close to that big. And that met our need. They stayed with us for a couple of years, and then we moved out here. And they came with us for about 2 years. And when we were getting ready to make the first payment on our building, set up the way it was set up different then. We had it with a, it was on a promissory note that you made payments on it every 6 months. So the first month, we were going to save the money and then pay it. The first month, we had nothing left to put in the fund. The second month, we had nothing left to put in the fund. The third month was the same thing. Nothing left to put in the fund. Now I'm starting to get a little concerned. And the devil starts talking to me, and he says, do you realize that when you get ready to pay that payment, which was $6,000 and some dollars, that when you get ready to pay that payment, you're not going to have the money to pay it? Then what are you going to do? Well, we went till the 1st of May. We went to the 1st of May, and we still hadn't accumulated anything to make that six-month payment. Still $6,000-some dollars. And when I had said at the beginning of the first of the year, I thought, well, that's just $1,000 a month. Well, that'll be easy for us to do. First of May, we started to accumulate. We started seeing some extra money each month, each week, and we started setting it aside. And the week that it was due, we had accumulated, or the week that it was due, not the day, but the beginning of the week where it was due, we had accumulated $4,000 and something. Devil says, you got $4,000, but you got one more week to come up with half that much again. And so we're approaching the day. And this gentleman came up to me and he said,
well, I knew you'd leave this out. I was there too. Okay, I was right along with him. We ended up going down that weekend to what we call the sheep shed. They were having some kind of special meeting. And I can't even tell you who was there, but I remember, oh,
Mike Adkins.
Mike Adkins was there. If anybody remembers Mike Adkins' music. And we went down to hear him. And he sang this song, first time he had done it, and we'd been, you know, listening and listened to all the music and everything. Of course, all this was in the back of both of our minds, you know, okay, you're going home, and what are you going to do? You know how the enemy operates, you know, it's right back in here. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And so you're trying to push it back and put everything else to the front. And he started talking about going through stuff, and he specifically mentioned financial stuff. And he said, I've got a song I want to sing that the Lord gave me. And it was, I can pull you from the fire before it gets too hot. Well, I want you to know, honey, he started singing that song, and I think we went up and we gave our salary as a commitment that God was going to take care of everything the next week. And we never talked about it again. Never brought it up again. You know, it's just too easy to sit around and say, honey, you got anything yet? Honey, you heard from anybody yet? And you know, what are you doing? You're pulling that thing back up, you know. And we got blessed. We went up. He went up and he put that in, remember? And we came back home thinking, I can pull you from the fire before it gets too hot.
But when we did that.
And you know, we were thinking, the only thing I thought of was, Lord, it's getting a little hot. But now.
But the Lord spoke to me and he said, that song's for you. He said, you listen to that and you hold on to it. That song is for you. And that last week, the gentleman came in and he said, oh, I haven't given on the building payment yet. So I need to do that. And he handed me a check for $2,000. Now that was wonderful. But you know what? It was just a little while after that that he came up to me and he said, you know, he said, I think you're going to be all right now. I think the church is going to make it. We're going back to our former church. And you know what the devil did then? What are you going to do? Just look at how much he gives. Now you've lost it. You're not going to be able to make it. And I'm telling you, if you've been saved 6 months and you think this kind of thing is going to go away when you've been saved 9 months, forget it. The one thing the devil does not do is run and hide. And you know, he's like a roaring lion and he's watching. And you know what a lion does out in the jungle? They watch the antelope herds. They say, there's a weak one. One slipping off from the edge of the herd. And that's the one they zero in on. He can see anything in the crack of the thing. He'll move on. Now, I'm sitting and worrying. I'm going to be honest with you. Man of faith and power, worrying. Because I got to looking at the circumstances. And I heard the Lord say to me, this is clear. You know, there's times you can remember where you heard the Lord clear. Other times you know that he spoke to you. And you know that he's talking to you. But sometimes it's just like a bolt of lightning striking you. And you know. And he spoke to me and he said, he said, specifically, you've got to understand that I don't need him to keep this church going any more than I need you. In other words, if I'm in it and I'm moving, it's going to happen regardless of what you see as circumstantially happening. And we moved out here. Oh, by the way, our first year, our yearly offerings, the whole year, was about $14,000. Now, I know that was back in 1980, but still, on those, even $14,000 was not much for a year, even in that period of time, especially if you had a lot of expenses. But we made it. We made it. And then we moved out here. And I'm in that 6 month period of time going through it again. And I could spend probably the rest of the service this morning, but I'm going to just hit a couple of highlights. God started blessing us, and about 20 years ago, right? Well, actually, it was right before we moved into the sanctuary here. We were, the offerings and the tithes were bringing in, we had 300 people. We had 300 people. And we had 1 year. We had several that were up close. We had 1 year when the gifts and offerings to the church was $300,000. And it held at that general level from like somewhere between $200,000 and $300,000 for several years. Then we had 75 people in 1 year that moved out of the area that were part of our church. And then we had some other people that went some places to start churches, and we lost them. And there was nothing quite like us when we first started in the first 15 years. And then things started, mushroom churches started just springing up like us, you know, or some similar to us, just started popping up everywhere. And I could name you 5 or 10 of them within this county and the surrounding county. And the people that were traveling a long distance to get here, some of them decided they could get what they needed there and not have to travel so far. We saw that happen at the sheep shed. When they were the only thing like them in the area, there'd be people drive every service for 100 miles just to get there. And then people from the sheep shed started starting things in their own communities, which is great. But when we left down there to come back here, they were in their heyday. They were only a couple of years old. But they were having 500 on Sunday morning. And then those other churches started springing up here and there and everywhere. And their attendance started dropping off. Now, when we started downsizing, I'll put it that way, I'm not going to say losing anybody. You would be surprised at the people that have been here at the church that are no longer here with us, that when they see us out somewhere, they'll tell us we're still their pastors. Now, just stop and think about that for a minute and how strange. If they've gone someplace else because they wanted to go someplace else, then why do they have to still feel like we're their pastors? If they don't have some kind of connection still there that hasn't been broken. But God spoke to me and he said, I don't need anybody to keep what I'm doing going. Now, we're not the 250, 300... We had 300 people one service in that red room. Some of you can remember that. I mean, that's when we had pews in there. And I mean, we were shoulder to shoulder and chairs in the hall and the aisles. I mean, you think that it hasn't affected Laverne and I, and it's affected some of you, that we don't have those big crowds like we used to have, and we don't have the things happening that used to happen. And I'm not talking about the Word of God. The Word of God is strong here, and you're going to find it anywhere. But we don't have some of the thrills and the chills and the extracurricular activities. But you know, extracurricular activities are not going to get you to heaven. They're not going to overcome your problems. You're not going to get a need met because you've got a basketball league in your church, or because you've got the best softball team in the county, or because you've got a gymnasium that you can do anything in. That's not going to meet your needs when the devil's standing there staring you in the face and saying, what are you going to do now? You're going to say, well, I'm going to call my softball team. But I'll tell you what, we got to get a vision that God's going to take care of us. God's going to take care of us. We made it last year, and we're going to make it this year and the next year, and as long as God is with us and as long as God as long as we expect God to show up. You know, God doesn't show up just when he wants to. He shows up when people start expecting him to. When you're expecting God to do something. Now, I was just informed earlier this week that we got a couple of big bills coming up. One of them's the insurance bill. Not having service last week took some of our finances. This is what I want you to believe. I want you to believe this because with God, nothing's impossible. Okay, now we need a specially large offering this morning because we didn't have any last week. So if you were going to give last week, you give that, and then you give what this week's count calls for. But just be faithful in your giving. God tells you to give something, give it. If you feel like giving something, give it. Seriously consider giving God a tenth if you're not already. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that every may meet in my house, saith the Lord God, and I'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there'll not be room enough to receive. Malachi. I was told that our basic budget, and I'm going to round it up. It wasn't quite this high, but it was a few dollars lower. But it's $1,200 a month. I mean a week. $1,200 a week. And that may sound like a lot, but where's it coming from? God's going to funnel it in here through you, and if he doesn't funnel it in here through you, he's going to have somebody walk in the door back there or put something in the mail and say, I'm sending this to New Life. And that's the way it's been through the years. And it's not going to change. And we don't need to see ourselves going down. We need to see ourselves in a recovery period. We've sowed seed everywhere. You can't hardly go in a church around here. There isn't somebody in that church that used to be part of New Life. And none of them seem to be mad at us. They come up and hug us and say, boy, it's good to see you. You know, we were so blessed when we were coming to church out there. Nobody sent them a pink slip telling them, stop. But the devil works. But you know, I read somewhere in some church statistics that a church is going to lose trying to think now 10% of their people every year. But growth comes when they're replaced. And we're just going to believe for God to replace. God to replace. And we so appreciate and so value you, all of you, that have been with us through all this time. And that you're here because you know what we're preaching. You know what we're teaching. And you know that we love you. And that's not going to change. But we've got a lady in, I think she goes somewhere else on Sundays, but she's been coming on Wednesday nights with Sherry. Sherry Lawson. And you know who she is? She's a customer at General Dollar Store where Sherry works. That's all she was a customer. But Sherry made enough impression on that woman. She invited her to come to Bible study on Wednesday night. And you know she came. And likes it. And comes practically every Wednesday night. God's still working. The question is, are we? Don't get discouraged about what you don't have. Thank God for what you do have. I mean, at one time, we, and I'm talking about all of the churches in town. I'm not talking about just the country churches or churches like all the churches. Methodist, Baptist. We were the largest church in Adair County. Now, we weren't the richest, because some of the big money was in the denominational churches, but attendance-wise and what was happening here and the people's lives that we were being touched, I don't know how many marriages we've seen saved in the last 30 years. I don't know how many people that are alive now that wouldn't have been alive now if it hadn't been for the fact of what was going on here. How many people to say filled with the Holy Spirit, still doing things for the kingdom of God that had a part here at one time or other. Now we're here. We're here and we're going to stay. And we're going to be a blessing and we're going to get blessed. And we're glad you're part of it with us. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all that you've done for us. Thank you for your faithfulness. Lord God, let us be faithful. But we know, Lord God, that we're human. And we have our limitations. We have our weaknesses because of the flesh. But we can make a commitment. Because we know, Lord God, you're going to take care of us. We're your children. And you said if we are faithless, you remain faithful. And Lord God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done. I thank you, Lord God, for meeting all of our needs. I thank you, Lord God, for touching these people's lives, spirit, soul, and body. Sanctify them, set them apart, Lord God. Meet their every need. Meet their spiritual needs, their financial needs, their emotional needs, Lord God. Be what they need. And let them understand that you are what they need. And that you, Lord God, are the one to receive the glory and the honor and the praise for. And I thank you, Father, for just being alive and active in every household and in every person that's here today and that's part of this church. We thank you, Lord God, for the offering this morning. And I pray, Lord God, it's going to be more than enough. I declare that it's going to be more than enough. And I thank you, Lord God, for a blessing coming back upon your people. Because they're willing to give. And they're capable of receiving. Thank you, Lord God, for all the years you've been with us. God, I just remember that little song that we sung. He's never failed me yet. He never failed me yet. Jesus Christ never failed me yet. Everywhere I go, I want the world to know Jesus Christ never failed me yet. It's in his name I pray. Amen.
seems like all I could see was the struggle. Haunted by ghosts that lived in my past. Bound up in shackles of all my failures. Wondering how long is this gonna last? Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. I am redeemed.
You set me free.
So I'll shake off these heavy chains. Wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. All my life I've been called unworthy. Voice of my shame and regret. But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. Now I don't have to be that old man inside of me, 'cause his day is long dead and gone. I've got a new name, a new life is not the same, and a hope that will carry me home. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. Set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. Now I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed.